This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. You want to email us, email us at info@RadioLawTalk. We have a great website that you can go and read all of our wonderful disclaimers. That is the finest disclaimer laid out in anything I've ever seen in my life, at least the way that we laid it out with the music and everything. But remember, go seek counsel for any issues you have. We're only talking about general topics of law. You may use our wonderful discussions at the table during Christmas and or any holidays.
I was at the doctor the other day, and they asked what medications I'm taking, and they also asked if I take any sleep aids. And I was tempted to say, well, I read the Radio Law Talk disclaimers. That puts me to sleep.
There you go.
You know, it's better than melatonin.
We're going to talk about the, we're finally third hour, we're going to talk about the exciting beer fight. Let me tell you, the beer fight, you know, it's Coors, it's Miller, and Bud Light, and or that are kind of at issue here about whether or not corn syrup is used and how it's used. And
it's the light version of
those,
right?
Yes, the light. And mm-hmm. So what's happened is Miller and Coors Light, Miller Light and Coors Light are saying that the way that Bud Light has portrayed them on their commercials is not quite right. Now, here's what's interesting. I was reading a couple of articles, and I've studied up on this. What some of them are saying, some of the articles, and this is a number of them, I can't mention one or two, they're saying because of the craft brews that are coming out, the craft breweries are increasing, and maybe we can look up some statistics on that, at a dramatic rate that it's affecting the big
brewery
houses.
You're talking about the micro...
Yeah, the
microbreweries.
The microbreweries. People are going in and having all these microbreweries or drinking these microbrews. And this may be affecting their bottom line, and some are pundits are saying that, oh, this is the reason they're doing this, is to kind of get more of a little scandal going out there. I'm not saying that's what's the case, but some are saying that.
And I think, like, the keto diets and all these different fad diets, they're saying stay away from corn syrup. Isn't that really what it comes down to?
So they're trying to put
people off of light beers, saying that, you know, they do this wrong or whatever.
It is so cleverly worded to say that they use corn syrup to brew. They don't say there's corn syrup in the beer. They say they use it to brew because at the end of the day, the corn syrup or the sugar is consumed by the yeast and turns into alcohol. So there's no corn syrup in the brew. But in the commercials, they say it is brewed with, which is an accurate phraseology.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
It's
That's
a fascinating thing to think about.
Yeah, it's only used in the fermentation process.
Exactly right. Yeah.
So, but they're trying to claim that that is a little bit misleading to the public, but the commercials that were flying back and forth, and Cal, play that commercial.
Scott, break this down.
Yeah.
For far too long, people have been left to wonder what ingredients are in their beer. As your leader, make that handsome leader, I shall put an ingredients label on every case of Bud Light. This way the people will be sure that the kingdom's favorite lightest lager is brewed with the finest ingredients.
That was really great. Did you get that?
Oh, was I supposed to be writing that down? I was drawing this.
Introducing our new ingredients label coming in February.
That's awesome. So that's Bud Light coming back at Miller and Coors, who Miller's came out with a wonderful, funny take. Here's their take. Now, well, hit pause for a second. So let me those of you who haven't seen it.
Yeah, set it up.
It's a picture of this landscape of just burnout, everything burnt, and it's a movie set.
Do we need to do a spoiler alert for a commercial?
No. This is great. No, you have to know the setup, and it shows the Bud Light. The night, you know, the night in Shining Armor, the Bud Light guy getting up, walking over to the tent where all the actors rest and have little drinks and food, and he takes his thing off and he's walking this burnt thing. Go ahead.
But you must point out that it is a blue suit.
Right.
A blue suited night, which is the same color as the Bud Light
night. Right, so it's clearly the Bud Light night.
Yeah, so that's the play.
You know what's funny?
A lot of this is just music, so you can say
he's walking.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now they all walk back to the little cafeteria area. Something's dinging. That's not me, I hope.
Third floor, mezzanine.
Oh, and they sit
down. It just says, in the real world, nothing more than taste matters. It's not even a voiceover. They just say, in the real world, nothing more than taste matters.
And it shows the Bud Light Knight grabbing a Miller Light out of the cabin and starting to drink it.
Exactly
so
right.
There we go.
So do you know that when you go on the Bud Light website that you have to put in your date of birth to show that you're over the age of 18?
Yep, we just hit it.
And
now, in all fairness, we have to play just a clip from the Coors.
Right.
Oh, Coors Light is cold on.
Just to make sure we're treating everybody fairly.
For a smoother, crisper taste. The world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light.
So they're both selling taste, and Bud Light is selling, well, we put our ingredients on the box.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's interesting.
And you know what their ingredients are? Hops, barley, water, rice, and no corn syrup.
Oh, and no. Well, they've got
it. Look, this is a rehash of the old, less filling, tastes great, less filling,
exactly,
tastes great.
Exactly
the funny thing to me is, if you go back and forth, I think both sides could really do this up. If they went back and forth with creative ads, just poking fun at each other, and everybody would, you know, get a kick out of it, and sales would go up for everybody.
But now they've got to go to court.
But then somebody's got to go to court, and it's like, oh, my gosh.
You know what, though? This is what they did. I think their target is not only themselves, but many, some might say, again, maybe I said Radio Law Talk. I'm the one that's saying some, or they say. But anyway, let's think about this. Maybe they should target the independents that are taking a lot of stuff away. What would that commercial show? Who knows what they're doing in their beer? And show some guy, you know, with dirty pants on and back in the corner of his garage.
Wiping his nose.
And, you know, doing their beer. And then it shows the guy out front, I'll take this craft beer that's just like a locally made from some dude here, you know. So I think they should study something like that.
Some guy going, you can really taste the hops.
Has anybody seen the complaint? Because I want to know what the causes of action are.
The answer is I have.
I have not seen the complaint.
I've seen the answer is I haven't seen the specific complaint, but I read about it, and I forgot my notes here. This is the most important part
of
it.
I'll see if I can find it. We got a case or no case.
Let's roll case or no case, because I know we have it, and we're all looking here. We have someone supply these with us, and we had it, and nobody can find it. It's supposed to be sitting here.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Actually, we're starting to get in a little bit of a time crunch here, so I'll make it as brief as I can. Can your bank charge you interest after you have paid off your mortgage? Apparently this is happening. And a class action suit may be coming. What happens is people will pay off their mortgage, let's say, on the third or fourth of the month. And in California, you know, $50,000, $500,000, $1 million, whatever it is. And the bank says, well, you know, we'd like to calculate your interest up to your next payment rather than on the payoff date. So this is FHO, Federal Housing Administration loans. And so some individuals got wind of that when they saw their interest charges on a settlement, an escrow settlement, and they said, you're going to – the question really is, can your bank charge you interest after And your loan is over, and it's an interesting question, and we'll talk about it in just a little bit right here on Radio Law Talk. So,
did you say it's an interesting question? I see what you did there.
It's just a matter of a point or two here or there. But, yeah, anyway, we'll talk about whether that's a real case and whether banks would really do that after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Let's just do a quick overview and let's see what the three of us have to say about your case or no case.
All right, here we go. So the big issue on case or no case for this hour has to do with interest. Can your bank charge you interest after you have paid off your loan? It is alleged that some banks do. They call it post-payment interest. These charges represent interest that several banks claim continues to accrue after a loan has been paid off. Let's say you pay off your loan in full on the 3rd of the month, all clear, you would think, but the bank charges you interest through your next payment. One plucky consumer called the bank on it, and they said, well, that's just what we do. The consumer said, I don't think so, and sought legal counsel. Can you charge interest on a loan that has been paid off? Case or no case, and I think it's your turn to start,
I
Denise.
I think so,
yeah.
Too.
So, yeah.
What's interesting is they do have they have prepayment penalties, right?
Right?
And those are legal. But I remember there was a car company or finance agency that was financing cars, and they were getting the interest for the whole term up front before they were paying down principal, and that was deemed to be illegal.
Mm.
So, or not illegal, it was deemed to be improper.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that this is the case, and I believe that the FHA loses the case, that they cannot charge post-payment interest.
So you're saying that the ruling was that post closure of a loan, interest may not be charged. Is that what I'm sure I understand what you're saying correctly?
Yeah, as long as it's not a prepayment penalty.
Okay.
So if it is a post-payment interest, I believe that that's going to be not allowed.
All right. Mr. Penny, what think you? Wait, no, it's Todd.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're last. Todd, what say you?
I am going to say that this is a case, and I'm going to say that the bank wins, that they are allowed through some sort of fine print. I know that oftentimes you get things that say, this is your balance, but this is your 10-day payoff balance, because the balance you get on your statement on the 1st of the month, if you get that on the 5th, well, you've already accrued 5 days of interest based upon that.
Right.
And so they'll have what your 10-day payoff figure, but I'm going to say there's something that the banks put in there that you overlooked when you were signing all the documents that allows them to do it, and the bank ultimately wins, that they can engage in the practice of which they are accused.
So some finagly deal.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Penny, what say you? Case or no case? And if so, result, please.
I think I was going to. Denise is correct, but I'm going to go with Todd so I can try to get some points. But that's exactly what I thought was Denise. You can't do that because the minute you pay it off, that it stops. But I think there could be a little, 5,000 page small type contract that might have something in it. I'm going to go with Todd's answer because I need the points against Denise.
Well, it's interesting. Perhaps you should rethink your position. Well, it's too late now. What I find fascinating about this is that Wells Fargo, what a bank, huh? Wells Fargo, who has already paid a lot of penalties for opening up false accounts and so on, ended up paying a $30 million fine because of this practice. Yes,
Denise is
it is a case. And yes, the Federal Housing Administration said you may not
Denise,
charge
right.
these penalties. So
always
once again,
right.
The lovely Ms. Dirks gets 2 points. Mr. Penny gets 1 point. Mr. Kunin gets 1 point. And that, ladies and gentlemen.
But, Cal, was my reasoning good? My reasoning was, okay, I believe Denise is correct.
Yeah.
But. I've got to go with Todd to try to catch up with Denise.
Well, I think that's one way to look at it. I think the other thing is just go with your gut.
Oh, that never works. go with Denise. The word is go with Denise, not my gut.
Not in this game. It never works.
Well, if I go with my gut, my opinion continues to increase
and that,
on a daily basis.
And that concludes case or no case.
Okay, we found the complaint.
Yes.
For the Bud Light. A case where Coors and Miller are suing Bud Light. We had it. Again, we have all of our nice notes here and our analysis. And I remember reading it, but it's not here. We forgot to print it out. Todd has it. Let's go through some of the interesting things, like we said, the causes of action and what they're asking
yes.
Bud Light to do.
Well, so the first cause of action is not surprising. They're suing for false advertising. You know, look, if you're saying that we use corn syrup in our product, and you know darn well that it's in the fermentation process and the corn syrup is only used for that, and in the final product, there is no corn syrup and all of that. Then
and why is that? The technical thing is it interacts with the yeast, right?
Yes.
To make alcohol.
Yeah, and it's during the fermentation process, and the corn syrup is used up.
Hey, maybe we should tell any brewers out there to call us at 855 Law Radio if they want to talk about this.
Yeah, yeah. But the fact of the matter is, to suggest that corn syrup is in the final product, and right now corn syrup is being thrown under the bus by all these diet programs, is, oh my gosh, you put on, you'll balloon up to 500 pounds of pea corn syrup and stuff, and you know, it's misleading. That's the argument. And then the other argument is, which I thought was interesting, was the, a cause of action for federal trademark dilution. And so, you know, basically you're ruining our trademark based upon what you're doing. It's interesting because, Denise, you and I were talking. You know there's no defamation in here.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because defamation is for individuals, not corporation. And that's why they have this federal system for false and misleading things, because there is no defamation for a corporation. It's not. There's no damages.
And the closest that they can get to it is dilution of your trademark. It's kind of the equivalent for a corporation that's not a person, and that's the closest they can get to it. Look, you said something that was really bad. Now, we're going to take a break. We can talk about a couple of things, but when we come back, we are going to talk about what it is that Coors Miller is seeking, some of which are reasonable, some of which are really.
Take a guess. Those of you who want to tweet it at Radio Law Talk, tweet it. Just tweet what you think some of the things they're asking, that is, what Coors and Miller are asking Bud Light to do. And I don't think it's take, you know, get rid of the blue dude. I'm going to call him the blue dude. But the blue dude's going to have to say some different things, maybe.
Yes,
right?
Maybe the king will have to say some different things.
Or maybe they have to have a commercial that says certain things to make them look good. We'll be right back.
Discussion over beer battles continues after this on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and RadioLawTalk.com for the podcast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic. To schedule your appointment.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
I believe there's nothing in the world that can defeat the United States Air Force. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, who was at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska Friday, says that includes Mother Nature.
STRATCOM was in the middle of an exercise as the waters rose. They didn't miss a beat. There was no mission that didn't keep going here at Offutt Air Force Base. And that says something about this base.
A third of the base was covered in floodwaters this past week during Nebraska's all-time worst disaster in the history of that state. Democrats in Congress are demanding to see the entire Mueller report now that it's been released to Attorney General William Barr. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons tells CNN.
I'm expecting this weekend, given the Attorney General's letter, that Congress will get notified of the principal conclusions of the report. And then I hope as soon as next week that we'll be seeing the vast majority of the report with only minor redactions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Welcome, Amargosa Valley, as a great contributor to Radio Law Talk. They really support us. And there's actually one more out of Carson City, Nevada, that may be covering us. I haven't talked to you guys, but that's in the works. We're trying to get there. We got people right now in Chicago and in Minneapolis trying to work out deals for us to get us in Chicago. And we're supposed to be in Chicago, New York, New Jersey, Iowa, and North or South Carolina.
The Carolinas, yeah.
Carolinas, and it's just dragging on, Cal. It's just the politics of just getting us in there is just so difficult. But
maybe we could call that guy that's no longer working in the college admissions business.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes. See if he can help us out a little bit.
You know, if you donate to the charity, hey, it will get you into a bunch of markets, you know, whatever. Go to my yacht. Come on.
Just a thought. Just a thought.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's talk a little bit about, we were saying, the lawsuit. From it's Coors Miller suing Bud Light.
That's right.
We laid out kind of what they're trying to claim in the lawsuit. Now, what do they want? Todd's got a list of what they want. This is interesting.
So, you know, in addition to we want orders to say you can't say bad stuff about us anymore. So each commercial kind of had a different theme. So they want the following commercials basically not played anymore. The special delivery commercial, the medieval barbers, the Trojan horse, the mountain folk, the cave explorers, the thespians performing beer ingredients. They want those commercials will no longer see the light of day ever in any medium. They want those gone.
By the way.
So that is injunctive relief.
Yes.
So they're seeking injunctive relief.
By the way, what's important to note about that? that cannot be done, period. Why can it not be done? Once it's out on the internet, you can't.
Unring the bell.
Now here's the thing. So the injunction that they want, though, and what they can do, is they want to enjoin and permanently preclude Anheuser-Busch from airing, posting, or otherwise. So they can't buy ad space to do that. But if the commercials exist on YouTube, or if they exist elsewhere, then outside of Anheuser-Busch's control,
yes,
it's just to keep Anheuser-Busch from buying airspace for it. Okay? But now we get into the other stuff that they want, which I find
this so is great.
So,
wait. So, Todd, before you say, can you give us a drum roll or something, Cal? Because this is great, huh, Todd? And
yeah,
that's
this,
how you brew it.
My king, this corn syrup was just delivered.
That's not ours. We don't brew Bud Light with corn syrup.
Miller Lite uses corn syrup.
Here we go.
And so they want Anheuser-Busch to be prevented from saying that Coors and Miller Lite contains corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup. So they can't say that that product is in Coors Light. They want to say, they want Anheuser-Busch to be prevented from saying that Coors Light or Miller Lite are made with or brewed with corn syrup unless they also say that the corn syrup is completely converted into alcohol during the brewing process and not present in the final
product.
Can
we stop now?
No.
This next one, though, is the one that is just really... They want an order that prevents Anheuser-Busch from saying that Coors Light or Miller Lite are inferior to or taste worse than Bud Light because they're brewed using corn syrup.
Oh.
So you can't say our beer tastes bad because we use corn syrup.
You're all morons!
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
They don't stop there. They also ask for additional relief.
They do. Now, here's where it gets down to the money. I mean, that's what it's all about. What do they want as far as
show
the money is
the
concerned?
Money.
And so they want, Coors Miller wants an order directing Anheuser-Busch to do an accounting of all of the gains and profits and savings and advantages realized by virtue of their false advertising, and they want that awarded to Miller Coors to the fullest extent, allowing treble damages. What are those, Denise?
Well, treble damages are punishment. There's a really punishment. Underneath the act that they're suing under, it allows for treble damages. And treble damages are where you take your actual damage and you triple it so that you can get more. And it's designed to punish bad actors. They're also asking for declaratory relief. Declaratory relief is when you ask the court to make a fine and declare something to be true or not true. And that's an interesting portion of the complaint as well.
Well, on that same point, you brought up a point. Now, again, it's Miller Lite arguing or stating this, that, okay, if that's the case, what's Bud Light's, what's happening with their sales, Denise, according to the Miller?
According to Miller, this campaign of Bud Light is not being productive, and they actually have a decline in sales.
That's what Miller said.
I was going to go back to the Bud Light lawyers are saying it's all about that base, no trouble.
Where's the ping ping? Where's the
I know I should have had a rim shot there.
The one last thing that they're asking for that I think is interesting, and I think that Bud Light, if this was ordered, could have a lot of fun with this, is Miller Coors wants Anheuser-Busch to disseminate a corrective advertisement to correct the false and misleading impression. So basically, they want Miller Coors to have to do a spot.
No, don't.
Miller Coors wants Bud Light to have to do a spot where they go out and say, we were wrong, it's not this. And I could see the advertising department getting really creative because they have that one character, the king, and somebody saying, well, you know, sir, we have to do this under the terms of the agreement and have him make some false declaration or whatever. That would just be gold.
No, the lay it out the way you did it during the break was the best. Todd laid it out, it's like, how did you say it? You said you actually played the king, and you said something to the effect of, all right, I've got to do this.
Yes, I have to go ahead and make this proclamation eye-rolling that they don't actually use this and it doesn't taste better. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know, and then, you know, do all of that kind of stuff. I think it'd be really funny. But, you know, rather than engaging in good old-fashioned ads back and forth, they decided to take it to court. Way to spoil the fun.
How about just hitch up your pants and get out there and come up with a better ad than the corn syrup thing?
Exactly.
Actually, I thought the corn syrup thing was great.
It was clever.
I think it's clever.
It's clever.
And I think if it is actually telling the truth that it is brewed with corn syrup, that's a fact, period. Well, okay, show me anything else.
It is misleading, though, to say in their ingredients no corn syrup because there's no corn syrup in the others either.
No,
it all goes
brewed.
Away.
They said it's
no, I'm saying in the ingredients list, it lists the four ingredients and then it says, and no corn syrup. That's kind of like saying, and no Captain Crunch. I mean,
but you know something? Look, I used to live in NASCAR country. I lived in northeast Tennessee next to the Bristol Motor Speedway, where they serve all different types of beer. And do you know how many times I saw somebody say, hey, I'm going to go get a beer. Do you want anything? Do you know how many times I heard somebody say, well, don't get me one of those that has high fructose corn syrup. Or can you get me the low carb option? Know what? You know, it's all about which one's going to get me plastered faster. You know, it's just... To me, this is much ado about nothing. Because the people that drink beer, quite frankly, it's all about how it tastes. I don't think they give a rat's behind whether it has high fructose corn syrup or not.
Competitive palaver.
Yes.
We have followed, while on Radio Law Talk, the basketball scandal.
Yes.
So we've got another... That's the NCAA scandal. Denise, we have another individual now pleading guilty.
He's the former Auburn coach, and his name is Chuck Person.
Ooh,
not
Chuck
Pearson.
Person.
Yeah. Chuck Person just pled guilty to bribery conspiracy charge, and he's going to be sentenced. And there are three other former coaches that are right now waiting to be sentenced in this scandal.
Here's the interesting thing. How much money did they say he accepted approximately?
About $91,000, which that's a big, and that's a lot.
Is that in shoe money?
I don't know.
No, that was for what he did was he was working with a financial advisor. And so he was steering to that financial advisor people that he saw as being NBA potential athletes,
players.
Right?
Yeah, right. Sure. Yeah.
And then he was getting a kickback from the financial advisor.
Nice. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about Kavanaugh has some ethics complaints against him. We've been talking about that. He dodges that a little bit from the Tenth Circuit. Roundup lawsuit came out about Roundup. These are all brief things we're going to talk about. And also Trump's U.S. Supreme Court victory on immigration. And finally, we're going to have a quick takes when we're done. So you stay with us. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. What is the actual phone number, not 855-LAW-RADIO?
It's 855-529-7234. Give us a call. We want to hear from you.
You bet. Don't go anywhere because the last segment of Radio Law Talk is straight ahead right here on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention, that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we've been following this Roundup case. In the Roundup case, a federal jury just came down with the following. They said that they unanimously held that Roundup caused the non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Now everyone's like, okay, that's a big win. That's what the jury found. But there's a second part. This is what's called a bifurcated. It doesn't say it in there, but I believe this is a bifurcated case. It has to be, because now there's a second phase to determine whether or not, okay, we know, according to the jury, because they're still arguing, no, it doesn't cause a lymphoma, that is Monsanto, and then the plaintiffs are saying it does. The jury found with the plaintiffs, and they are now going in and saying, okay, now we've got to decide after that if Roundup / Monsanto is liable for that. Because now that gets into warranties. I mean, not warranties. I mean
damages.
No, not damages. The warnings.
Yes.
Warnings. So did they properly put warnings on Roundup that says, okay, this can cause some sickness or injuries, and if it does, then they may be able to get out of it. That's one issue.
Because in all of their marketing, they say Be sure to read and follow label directions. Read
right.
and follow label directions.
Right.
So I wonder if what they have included there to avoid exposure.
Right.
So I got a question for you, Fred, just on that one really quick. Do they bring in, on the second phase, do they bring in different attorneys to make that argument similar to what happens in a, for example, a death penalty case in California? I'll give you an example. So in a death penalty case in California, you have one set of attorneys that say, he didn't do it, he didn't do it, he didn't do it, he didn't do it, he didn't do it. And then the jury comes back and finds him guilty. It's very difficult for that same person to now argue, okay, I know we've been arguing for the last 3 weeks that he didn't do it. We admit it, he did it, he did it. But this is why, because he's got a mental issue, he's got this, he's got this. And the attorney has a bit of a difficult time in terms of credibility. So under the Kellett case, you have what's called Kellett counsel. A different attorney comes in to argue so that the attorney isn't, the jury's not looking at the first attorney going, oh, you're a liar. In this one here, I would think, if the first part of their case is, it doesn't cause cancer, it doesn't cause cancer, it doesn't cause cancer. And then on the second part, okay, all right. But we adequately warned against that stuff that we told you it didn't cause before. Is there an issue there?
No, not necessarily. They don't do that. They'll try both sides of the cases, the same lawyers. But that might be a smart thing to do, to have someone else differently. But don't forget, on this same issue, one case already did go to trial in August, and a $289 million verdict was awarded to an individual. And actually, however, the judge lowered the verdict. That's what's called a remitter. He lowered it down to $78 million. But this is the second case, and there's thousands more on their way. So I don't know how they're going to be able to handle this.
The floodgates are open,
but we're going to continue to watch these things. Now, Denise, there was another issue that we were going to talk about.
It was just an update on the Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
What happened is that there were several complaints brought against Judge Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh, but it was when he was just a judge. And they were all there, and they were kind of put on hold until the confirmation process had completed. Once he became appointed, and he was confirmed to be a justice to the U.S. Supreme Court, all of those complaints went away. And that's because there is no ability to have complaints against a U.S. Supreme Court justice. It doesn't exist. You can impeach, perhaps, but you can't have a complaint against it that's brought up in a normal way. So the people that had brought the complaints appealed the decision, dismissing all those complaints to the Tenth Circuit, and the Tenth Circuit came and reaffirmed that those complaints go away. It probably will go to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is kind of interesting, and if it does that, then Justice Kavanaugh will have to recuse himself, because he won't be able to decide that specific issue.
The argument is judicial temperament. That's that what he said, well, two things. They said he didn't say the truth in one thing. I remember reading about something, but the second issue, the main issue, is his judicial temperament, and that he was acting unruly or not as a judge should act.
Yeah, those were complaints that arose out of the confirmation hearings.
Right, right.
There were several complaints before that for acts that he was alleged to have done. Biases he was alleged to have. So there were some, I think, 30-some-odd complaints total.
Yeah, and they're trying to say that looking at his judicial temperament, that would disqualify him. But you said, there is a loophole that says he's now Supreme Court justice. It doesn't apply. And that's what the Tenth Circuit said. It's not our jurisdiction. It's not for us to discuss this. But I do say this, and this is just, I know everyone's thinking, I could see your politics leading toward Kavanaugh. No. My question is, if he had judicial, if they take him as a Supreme Court nominee, and they say, well, we could still bring that against him as a Supreme Court justice, I say, what about Ginsburg, who called Trump a faker and that he should resign, and she said all kinds of bad things about Trump? Maybe Ginsburg should be removed also then, because she, that judicial temperament, that's an issue too. So my argument is neither of them should, but Ginsburg shouldn't be talking, that's outside judicial temperament too, and when she's talking about the president, that she clearly disagrees with, but she outwardly says it in the media, she should not have done that. And if there's an issue with Kavanaugh judicial temperament, why not Ginsburg?
Well, there's a huge difference. Judge Kavanaugh was a judge and not a justice at the time that these things happened. So that's a big difference. And I misspoke. There were 60 complaints. There were 83 complaints that were brought against Judge Kavanaugh, not Justice Kavanaugh. So I tend to agree that Bader Ginsburg probably should not have spoke out, because justices, all judges, are supposed to remain unbiased and non-political and not take up political causes,
right,
really, because they need to look neutral, and it can come back to haunt them. So it's in their best interest, as well as the public's best interest, for them not to show that kind of temperament.
Yep.
But the reason that Justice Kavanaugh would have to recuse himself is not just the temperament issue, but it's because it involves him himself. He cannot make a decision on his own case.
But they can't then, okay, then, all right, they're going to remove him as an appellate court judge, but he's not an appellate court judge now. That's what the Tenth Circuit said is,
true.
Hey, wait, he's not there anymore. It doesn't apply.
It becomes moot.
It's moot. It's a moot point now. He's the Supreme Court. And I don't know, Denise, who overlooks the Supreme Court if they're doing something wrong? I don't know.
That has been a sticky constitutional wicket for quite some time. You know, you've got checks and balances. The executive checks the congressional branch and back and forth. But who checks the judicial branch? The only check really on the judicial branch is the impeachment power.
That's it.
That's,
yeah,
it.
That's it. That is.
Here's an interesting thing.
Yeah, that means the executive can't remove him.
You're right.
And neither can. Well, I guess that there is a judicial misconduct if they actually do a crime. So perhaps there is a criminal side to that for removal. But
I would think that a criminal side to that would be the basis for your impeachment proceedings. You know,
I
think that's what it would get. But impeachment seems to be the only check on the lifetime appointment.
But it's a political process, not a criminal process. That's the difference with impeachment. Very interesting, huh?
Yeah, we're just doing a touch as we want to get through this. 1996 federal law that is Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act that actually Clinton put in, that Trump is using. At this point, we're running out of time. The Supreme Court on Tuesday endorsed the U.S. government's authority to detain immigrants awaiting deportation in time, even for up to a year or a few years.
Yeah, and they don't have to be criminals. That's a very important point. They can be
so
for
that was
any
upheld.
Reason.
That was upheld. So we're going to do our quick fix. Roll it. I'm going to start with me. All right. Quick takes. Clarence Thomas, after 7 years of silence during oral arguments, because he never says anything during oral arguments, broke his silence the other day with a joke about Yale, because he is a Yale graduate. Again, 7 years sitting silent, and he cracks a joke about Yale.
So my quick take is, they say that money can't buy happiness. Well, it's making it harder to buy your way into school, too.
That's a good one. Well, my quick take is really directed toward the Florida prosecutors in the Kraft case. I'm saying, please agree that the motion to seal the Kraft video will be agreed upon and become a court order, because nobody wants to see that video.
We have a lot of children out there, and they're going to be scarred for life, and adults too.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you for joining us. Join us next week, 9 to noon Pacific time. This is Fred Penny with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our illustrious guy behind the glass, 3-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, Cal Hunter. We'll be back.
More mockage. We'll see you next week right here on Radio Law Talk. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.